Seeking inspiration. The muse is a myth. In her classical guise, she is nothing more than a comforting tale for the creatively bereft. There are no ladies high on the crystal waters of the Castalian spring, waiting to allay your writerly angst as they gaze down upon you from Mount Parnassus with their flutes, gentle sacred song, and soothing laughter. No matter how epic your poem, Calliope will not float in through the window. Thalia may laugh at your jokes, but don't expect her to write the gags. Every teardrop in the world will not bring Melpomene to your door, and Errata will write you no love scenes. Call on each and every one if you will. Plead, supplicate, beseech until you're hoarse and have no more words, but know that she will not listen. For the trouble with the muse is that you must make her yourself. Where you find inspiration is as individual as what, how, and why you write. The source most commonly cited by creatives in all fields is life. It makes sense. You've had the experiences, why not use them? The challenge will be putting them into words, but at least your perspective will be genuine. It doesn't have to be the whole experience. The colossal breakup, say, or the 72-hour-long labor needn't be rendered in full technicolor, unless you want it to. Nor need the experience be of great magnitude, but there might just be a spark. Something that catches your eye when you remember them. Starting out, I'd say looking at what you already have is a good place to begin. For some people, inspiration is entirely self-generating. They don't need interaction. The words move from their head and onto the page, from imagination to print. For others, it happens outside of them. It's a painting, a song, a line on a shampoo bottle. Maybe the person, real or imaginary, who they see reading their work. You could do worse than envision the downcast eye, reading your words, lightly at first, then more closely, red pen in hand. If your muse happens to be a woman, treat her well. Chances are she didn't ask to become your inspiration, ally, curmudgeon, taskmistress, whatever it is she does for you. The same principle applies to male muses, though they tend to be less common, so their tales haven't received quite as much coverage. Creators are notorious abandoners of muses. For some, it's done with such regularity, it's almost as though it were part of their creative process. It's also a possible explanation for Melpomene et al. Remaining on the mountain, preferring to be beseeched rather than offering any practical assistance. They are their oft-quoted source of inspiration is books. To the writer, reading serves a dual purpose of being a source of pleasure and of instruction. It is an essential part of the writing process. To write, you must first be a voracious reader. Read to study other writers' techniques, to look for ideas and sparks, and to disappear. Don't steal, though. You should be conscientious in your reading and the way in which you use what you find. Learning from someone else's labours is fine. Purloining them is not. Seek inspiration wherever you will, but remember that once sat at your desk, it all becomes somewhat moot because no one can do the work but you. Inspire you she may, but she can't write your book.